great beginnings, high hopes, joy, tenderness, companionship, and sometimes problems. This is Love and Marriage with Drs. Evelyn and Paul Machetta, who have been helping couples solve relationship problems since 1972. They are the authors of Caring Couples, a study of successful marriages. In their work, the Drs. Machetta emphasize that the relationship is the patient and not either one of the marriage partners.
Hello, and welcome to Love and Marriage. One of the most overlooked aspects of an intimate relationship is the potential that it has for helping a couple to grow spiritually.
Today we'll focus our attention on this spiritual dimension of love and marriage. Our guest is John Klein, a medical doctor and musicologist who has spent most of his life inquiring into this spiritual dimension. A native of Central Europe, Dr. Klein has been teaching there for many years, and more recently here in the United States as well. In his talks, Dr. Klein helps point us toward a non-mental way of living, a spiritual return to what he calls our real, true nature.
I'm glad you're here with us, Jean. Thank you so much. Jean, from a spiritual perspective, what is love between a man and a woman?
Love, you can never objectify it. It is indefinable. You cannot put it in the frame of the mind. So the question appears, how can I find really, how can I experience love? So you must explore in you what is love. You will see, when you say, I love this man, or I love this woman, in reality, you love the ultimate in her. You love the divine in her, or in him. Then you may say, I am attracted to him, or I love him. But first, you love the divine in him. And to see really the divine love in the others, you must be yourself knowingly in the divine love. And there is no more two. There is only one. I think it is important to understand the point important in our love relation, that there is oneness in this love.
Mm-hmm. That there is oneness.
Yes. There is not two.
Even though there are two personalities and two bodies,
absolutely,
there's really oneness.
The essence is one.
The essence is one.
And it's the essence which is the transformer, the giving shape to the couple, to the love.
Uh-huh. In the beginning, when two people meet, for a very brief moment, they sense this oneness. And then it seems to fade away. And they say they've lost it. Can one lose love?
Never. When you meet somebody, you have the first impression. It is a global impression. That means the analytic mind doesn't come in. Mm-hmm. There's coming only a sense of beauty, a sense of love. Mm-hmm. It means that is the aesthetic, that is the intuitive mind which comes in.
Yes. Yes, so there's no, the thinking mind, the analysis
doesn't come into this. It's the first impression.
Right.
And then you go on and you talk, you feel the intelligence, the formulation, the harmonious gesture, and the beautiful voice, and so on and so on.
Yes.
Which makes you think, I love this person, or I'm attracted to this person.
Uh-huh.
But the background of the first impression remains.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that certain two people come together and feel this, and other two people don't?
They forget the love.
They forget the love.
Yes. They emphasize only what is an expression of love. Because the body-mind is an expression of love. They forget it.
Uh-huh.
The body-mind.
Yes.
Could you need to perhaps tell us more what you mean by the body-mind?
When you love somebody, your whole psychosomatic being is attracted by it and is affected by it,
right.
Struck by it. So this feeling belongs to the real love. So you must keep alive this background of love.
Okay.
That's the question.
Yes, so often it seems that into this love gets accumulated the negative images that develop in a relationship. The times you disappoint me, the times I feel annoyed, and then those images seem to pile up, and then I don't see you innocently the way I first did.
But you know, as we said, the first impression is the wholeness. It is love that you meet. You meet your own love because you are one in this love.
Mm-hmm.
But generally what happens, that your listening mind, that you are looking, that you are seeing, is only a kind of pattern which we superimpose on your beloved.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of repetition.
Right.
So when you see one day, this is my husband or this is my wife, you see only the projection what you projected, but you don't see your wife and your husband.
Right. You just see the image.
Yes. You say, I see the world. It's only the image which you superimpose on the world.
Right.
So what is important, that there must be fresh seeing, fresh discovery from moment to moment.
So, Jean, how do we do that? How do we keep the freshness alive, the moment-to-moment freshness? How shall a couple do that?
You will discover the background of love when there is humility, simplicity. In simplicity and humility, you see things as they are. So when you, in this simplicity, explain your feeling to your partner, your spontaneous reactions, your partner is also affected by this simplicity. And she speaks, or her, or he speaks, in the same way, in simplicity. So in speaking so, putting facts on the table, there is oneness. In this simplicity, in this humility, both come together.
When you say simplicity, what do you actually mean?
I say free from memory, be completely in this freshness.
Be in the moment.
In the moment. Because it's only the moment which is real. The other is not real. It's memory.
Mm-hmm. So in our relationships then, we need to put memory on the shelf.
Absolutely.
But to go buy a car or to earn a living, we may very well need the memory.
Yes.
But not at home.
Yes. When you come at home, you will see that your partner, in a certain way, has become an object. You put, superimpose certain quality, certain characteristic on her. So there becomes repetition in life.
Right.
When the memory comes in.
Yes.
Right.
So you must see it. When you see it really, what is your reaction when you see it? What is my reaction when I see that they are superimposed on my wife certain qualities, certain characteristic? Same characteristic which I mentioned yesterday, 1 year ago, and so on. It is important that you see that you superimpose certain qualification on your. It is not more fresh seeing, new seeing.
Uh-huh. So each partner in a relationship must take responsibility for themselves doing that, seeing the other through a pattern.
Absolutely. Only when you see it, that there is transformation. Uh-huh. Under the condition that you see how is my reaction to this taking fact, to this seeing fact.
Yes.
So, is it then when there's that quality of seeing between us, mm-hmm. that you've said that relationship then is the mirror in
yes.
which one's inner being is reflected?
Absolutely, because then you are really on the stage. You can only see what you are on the stage. That means in daily life.
Yes.
Contact constantly.
Yes.
When you are alone in your kitchen, all things are perfect.
Uh-huh.
But when you're on the stage, in relation with your wife, with your husband, with your surroundings, with your neighbors, that is really on the stage. There you see really what you are and what you are not.
Yes. So, you know, a difficulty comes in, however, because we human beings have trouble with our feelings, especially when they're negative feelings and angry feelings. Mm. We're not able to see clearly then. So it's difficult when a husband and wife come together to see each other fresh in simplicity and humility when there's this anger. Why do we have so much trouble with feelings?
Not only anger, just all kinds of feelings.
All kinds of feelings,
yes.
Especially negative ones.
But when you are really in love with your partner, it affects your intuitive, your aesthetic mind, the beauty. And in this beauty, one emphasizes mainly the feeling. But generally, we emphasize only the thinking mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we must cultivate it. Beauty around us. We must, create beauty around you.
Create it.
Yes. When you are in love, when you are in humility, when the I image is not more used, then there is simplicity, and then there's beauty feeling.
So you're saying that maybe there can be a help with feelings if we create beauty around us?
Absolutely, absolutely. Then we are living in feeling, mainly in feeling, not in thinking.
Uh-huh.
It is the thinking mind which disturbs the feeling mind.
Yes. Yes. So you're saying in beauty, the mind, the thinking mind, takes a rest.
Yes, or takes a rest.
Yes.
It comes in the picture when it is need to uh-huh. become clear.
Uh-huh. Mm. And so then just the feeling mind comes in. One feels.
Yes.
How shall a couple do that in living, let's say, in this big city here in New York?
Yes.
With all the distractions and the disturbances? Or any place with the obligations, the bills, the problems, the raising the children, in-law problems, how shall we create beauty? How can we structure our lives?
When you come together, it's a certain art to free yourself from all your preoccupation. Don't bring in the problem of business when you come at home. You must absolutely have every day time to be in this intimacy, in this loving stillness. And this is stillness. It is not so much speaking.
Yes.
When you love somebody, occasionally, of course, you speak and you explain.
Yes.
The intellectual mind comes in. But mainly, it is in the stillness. There is caress. There is beauty.
But most of us, unfortunately, don't know that stillness because our minds are chattering all the time.
Yes, I agree. Our mind is constantly occupied to continue the striving of the rest of the day. But you must find this possibility to stop it in a certain way.
So
even when, before going to sleep, you put all your clothes and all your qualification, all your occupation on the chair, and you find yourself in your nakedness. It is the same nakedness, I would say, when you have with your lover, your beloved.
To find that time.
Yes, that is important.
Yes.
Because it is this stillness and this togetherness in love which harmonized the rest of the relation. Also sexual relation, all kind of relation, we find in a certain way food for this living on the psychosomatic plane.
When that stillness, when you own that stillness,
right?
When you can claim it for oneself.
You're suggesting this is something that two people can do to quiet their minds, to get into this intimate moment in stillness.
When there's caressing, when there's coming near, there's no thinking.
That's right. Yeah.
Because you cannot think in the meantime caressing.
That's right. That's right.
And two functions completely different.
So then, Jean, you would agree then that one's relationship can be a vehicle to help one nurture one's spiritual inclinations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you love somebody, there's only loving. You can never make it a thought. It is a global whole feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say there's nobody who feels it. It is only love feeling.
Of course, if a relationship is filled with a lot of a residue from our egos, competition, conflict, then we wouldn't expect it to be much of a vehicle for the manifestation of our spiritual sides. So I guess at this point I would need you to tell us a little more clearly at the level of beginners what you mean when you say that we can claim our true nature.
Generally, the relation between two people are more or less on the level from object to object, from personality to personality, from man, female to male. But on this level, there is conflict. Because when you go really deep, there's only asking, demanding. Because why? Because the person, the image that we believe to be, has only his reality in certain situations. So it's looking constantly for a situation, it is constantly in insecurity. So we must see that in this relation from object to object, female, male, there is conflict. But when you are when you see your wife or your husband only from the point of view of the woman or of the man, because the woman is a restriction, a man is a restriction, a man is more as a man, and the woman is more as a woman. Because the woman, before the woman appears, there's a divine. Before the man appears, there's a divine. So you take yourself for a man or for a woman, you utilize the certain way, your totality, your globality. That you must see.
We are more than just a woman.
Absolutely.
More than just a
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a level where the man and the woman disappears. There's only love. And from this point of view, you can speak of a point of view. When you see your partner from this point of view, he's completely different. He's completely different.
Yes.
From the point of view of not objectifying them or qualifying them as male or female.
As not looking at them as an object, as the and getting
absolutely
stuck in the object.
Absolutely. And there is a discovery.
Uh-huh.
And this discovery, there's imagination.
Yeah.
Improvisation.
Uh-huh.
Comparison and so on.
Uh-huh.
I would begin. There begins really the love relation on a level on the psychosomatic plane.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. So between two people that are in conflict, they are relating then object to object, and they are stuck in object to object.
Absolutely. And an object can never free itself from another object.
Right.
It is stuck to it.
Yes. Yes.
And so, but that would mean that I would have to also be at a place where I don't see myself as an object either.
Of course.
Yes.
But there's moments that you are completely absent of this image. When is it? When you act spontaneously.
Yeah.
When the image is present, all is intentional. You project already.
Yes.
You anticipate already. You live only in a kind of beginning.
Yes.
When the image is not more your, doesn't concern anymore yourself, then there's spontaneous action. In spontaneous action, there's right action. It's only in spontaneous action that there's love action.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're looking only for practical survival.
Right.
It is, you would say, for psychological survival.
Right. So one must be careful, one has not trapped oneself into just the image,
absolutely,
the object,
absolutely,
and to see past that.
Absolutely. When you are free from the image, your personality is free. Your personality acts according to the situation, but you're not more identified, not more stuck to the personality.
Okay. So just as I must watch that I'm not projecting an image onto my partner, this is what he was last year, this is,
absolutely,
I must see that I don't do the same to
absolutely
myself.
Absolutely.
And then we can relate in the moment, mm-hmm, and in that moment there will be spontaneous action,
absolutely,
that will be right.
Absolutely. Your partner will not find himself in a prison. Otherwise you put him in a prison.
In a prison, yes.
Yes. It means something fixed.
Yes.
In a certain pattern.
Yes.
And it is uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yourself,
that's right.
You unfeel yourself,
yes, mm-hmm,
in this when somebody put you in a pattern.
Yes.
You can even see it by children.
That's right.
Children are put in the pattern.
Yes. Yeah.
They are unfree.
That's right. They rebel.
They're waiting for the vocation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The going away.
That's right.
Well,
the partner's the same.
Yes.
That's right. The partner wants to take a vacation.
That's true, yes.
That's right.
So then, Jean, what do I do when I'm not able to stay in my subjective reality.
Yeah.
And I'm locked up in my ego self, and I see that I have my petty reactions of envy or jealousy or annoyance, unjustified annoyance, let's say. I see that, I see it. How is the best way for me to deal with those upheavals in a healthy way, in a way that calls upon my spirituality and does justice to it?
I would say, practically speaking, you go back in your room and sit down and listen to these reactions in you.
Listen.
Yes.
You feel it, because you feel it on a body level. When you say, I'm angry, being angry is only a concept. So free yourself from the concept angry, but the really angry is the actual feeling in your body, somewhere in your body.
Yes.
And you should completely give free this feeling. That means you mean be completely witness to it. And you will see this feeling has no more an accomplice. And this energy will dissolve in your freshness. In your freshness.
In the freshness of witness, of observing, of looking at it, it dissolves.
Absolutely.
It dissolves, yes.
It is very important that you must have this reflection. It's not only the reflection, but it's life in your real life. You must also have the question, what is my deep relation that I live with this man or with this woman? That is important. It must be, keep it alive.
What, I'm not clear. What
the flame must keep it alive, that you are living with woman or with this man.
There must be the awareness to keep that flame alive.
Absolutely.
And then from that, the motivation to listen.
Yes. And from there, all harmonization comes. On all the levels.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Otherwise, if you don't see things from this level, and you see it only from the level of the mind, then there is exhausting. There's something. It is exhausting.
Yes.
Well, yes, because then there's all the conflict and the tension and the battling.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So the moment we see there's reactions, sit down and say, here is a mass of reactions.
Mm-hmm.
I am aware of these reactions. It is a kind of awareness without expectation, anything. It is only to see it. Like a child see the first time the setting sun and the rising sun.
Mm-hmm.
Simply see it. Mm-hmm.
So then, Jean, what happens to my personality? Does that mean one goes to one's room, and if one could do that all the time, that would be desirable, because then one would be in the listening stillness a greater portion of one's time. But then what happens to my spontaneous personality, my patterned way of expressing myself? Do I give that up?
It gives you up.
It gives me up.
Yes. When you need your personality in different circumstances, you act. But it's not more a frozen personality.
Not a frozen personality.
Yes. It is a free personality.
Yes.
It is a transpersonal.
So it manifests itself spontaneously in situations, but I'm not locked into it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So there's
not fixed to anything.
Not fixed.
And not always motivated by something.
Absolutely.
It is free of that.
You will see that the solution is in the situation. The solution is in the situation. You can never find yourself the situation, the solution. Because if you look for the solution of yourself, it is from the mind, from the I, the me.
Yes.
So when you look at the situation as a fact, when you see the beauty and the intelligence of your wife as a fact, that is transformation.
Yes.
That is love.
In a relationship, if one partner has realized his true nature, and the other one has not, can that maintain? Can there be a marriage? Can there still be a relationship?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The moment you feel yourself in completeness, in wholeness, your partner will feel it.
Uh-huh.
You can only transform the world from the society and beginning with yourself.
Yes. Yes. So that's the same as if two people are not happy with each other, they argue with each other.
Mm.
If one person does not want to argue, if one person does not want to fight, if one person is truly looking for harmony, then there cannot be this clash, this conflict.
But the moment you integrate your simplicity, your humility, there's not an idea of rightness, of justification, of condemnation. That's only simply seeing a fact. You said really what I feel in relation with you, in this situation. I don't justify, there's not any accusation. It's a fact.
Uh-huh.
But the partner will be astonished by this simplicity.
Uh-huh. That's where the simplicity enters.
And you can be sure there's a moment that coming both together. Like in a concert, there's only listening.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a museum, when you look at pictures, there's only seeing. In the seeing, there's no two seers. There's only seeing. There's only hearing. There's only listening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The ego is gone.
Yes. And then you feel yourself in this listening, in this love.
Yeah.
So it is very important that in the that there must be a cultivation of beauty.
Yes.
That is very important, of beauty behavior. And this beauty behavior, there's, in this absence of the person, there's also intelligence. The intelligence is only when there's the absence of the image. There's sensitivity, there's imagination.
Yes.
There's creation. You create really the relation with a woman, with a man, in this moment. Otherwise, you project only patterns.
Yes.
Repetition. And one day it comes boring.
Yeah.
It is important. When you, the moment you see that there comes a boring, you must ask a question immediately, why is it? How can I go out?
Yes. And the moment we find ourselves stuck and bored and irritated, we have to immediately.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Must postpone the solution. There's nothing to postpone. Mm-hmm. Must see it in the moment itself.
In the moment.
Yes.
And it's important for couples to...
Absolutely. Come together. Come together in this humility. In this,
yes.
The simplicity.
Yes.
But it's very interesting when you become humble.
Yeah.
How I feel myself in this humbleness. This is very interesting.
What is humility?
Free. Being free from the mind. Very freeing to be this or that. Be free of anything. Be nothing.
Be nothing.
And this nothingness, there's fresh seeing, new seeing. In this emptiness, there is fulfillment, there is fullness. That is very important that we come back to our first question.
Yes.
Yes.
In love there are not two, there's only one.
Yes.
And the woman, the man appears in this background. The background is constantly witnessed in a certain way. It is a light, which gives light to the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just must ask a practical question at this point. Because you said that there's humility when we get away from the mind. And yet, most of us have to spend a considerable portion of our days or evenings rooted in the mind. So is it necessary, is it essential to come closer to our true spiritual nature that we step out of the stream and leave society and go off somewhere and lead the simple life. I know you said in one of your writings that even the person who has found a oneness with himself still meets all his obligations in daily life. So what about that? Is it necessary that we have to step out of the stream of contemporary life to find ourselves?
The problem in every place is the same. It is stressed in a different way.
Yeah.
I agree. There are new colors, new forms, but the problem is the same. So you can have it in every place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the changes in the structure are
don't matter.
I would say when you come back from your activity that you remain sitting in stillness.
Mm-hmm.
In stillness it means objectify a certain way your stress, your reactions, that you become really relaxed. That is a word.
Okay.
That you become really relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
In this relaxing state, to come to this relaxed state, you must listen to your body. You must looking at your body. Then your body is completely relaxed and your mind in a certain way is still. Then I would say then begins a love relation with your surroundings. Otherwise, you are constantly in the becoming process.
Yeah.
Anticipation. You're never in the now. A person, and you believe to be somebody, and you keep to the I image, you are never in the now. You're only in the future.
Right.
And what is the future? The future is only the past.
Yeah.
Because the future is not.
That's it.
So you live really in the now.
Yeah.
It would change completely your relationship with your partner. Your body mind is an object of your observation. You are the observer. But you are not the body-mind. But the observer, the observed, is the divine.
Mm-hmm.
So the divinity, the divine is in within us.
Absolutely.
As a natural fact.
Absolutely.
There's nothing to do or
Absolutely.
Go to look for.
No. You must only integrate it knowingly.
Okay. So now what happens sexually between two people? Is there divineness in that?
Absolutely.
How so?
In this love, there are not two. And it's inherent to the biological, psychological structure to live this moment of oneness only also in the physical plane.
Uh-huh.
When two partners on this level comes together, there are not two. There's only one. So this relation on the sexual plane is only a kind of festivity on the physical plane. But it is only oneness.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But when it is not detached from the divine, I would say, then there's repetition. And when there's repetition, there is one day. No more
passion.
Excitement.
Yes.
Yes, the passion dies.
Yes. So it is only the divine who gives a new structure constantly.
Yes. So it's important sexually as well, not to see object to object.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it's object to object that will eventually get bored
Absolutely.
And lose the passion.
Absolutely. There's more this discovery. When there's object-object relationship, there's no more discovery. There's repetition.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more imagination.
And here's my need to characterize and name and label. So if we're calling one the object to object, so we're talking then about the a quality of relationship that is more subject-subject.
Yes, yes. There's no more an object. There's only subject.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And at the subject-subject oneness level, you said that it's inherent in the biology to also manifest that oneness at the physical level.
Exactly, exactly. It is not only the physical level, it is in the look. Uh-huh. You look in the eye of your partner, or you give a caress of your partner. When is the, what we call sexuality, when it begins? It is, even if it's not a good word. I prefer lovemaking.
Okay, yes. All right, yes. Love, that's it. Yes.
So yeah. Every moment you touch your hand, you touch everything, every word is a love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Giving, I would say.
Yes. Yes.
The woman is attracted, affected by the look from the man.
That's right.
And she shows that she loves the look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She appreciates it. In this appreciation, the man comes to look more deeper.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, so what does the man want? What does the man, other than appreciation, what does the man want?
He would like that his look is appreciated by the woman.
Aha. Okay, so the woman wants to be looked at and the man wants to be appreciated.
Exactly.
Okay.
That is on the psychological
level. On the psychological level.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And I just want to emphasize that my practical concern, you said, was answered by the need at the end of a day. When one has been out in the world and buffeted by all the identifications that strengthen my ego, to really take the time to sit down
to relax
and relax all that.
And this relaxation comes automatically the moment I again employ the word to listen to it.
Yes.
To be conscious of it, to be aware of it. In other words, without directing it.
Mm-hmm. Without directing it, yes.
Without using it.
Yes. So it has to be an effortless.
Exactly. It is the seeing, the listening of a child. Completely innocent in a certain way, without any anticipation.
Yes. And that's the communication, the way two people need to communicate as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
In that kind of innocent listening.
Absolutely. This innocence, there's nothing else. There's the divine, I would say.
Yes. In innocence, there is the divine.
Yes.
All the things that we've spoken of, what mainly do you think a couple should keep in mind? What is the most, what should they walk away with from this talk and hold on to? To help them?
That they are not two, that they are only one. But not understand it as a concept, as an idea, but make it a feeling. And believe me, this feeling is normal immediately, the moment you free yourself to be this or that. Free from the idea, from the image. Mm-hmm. When you are free from the image, you are living in your absence of the image. In this absence, I would say, there is this fulfillment and there is creativity.
Yes.
But it's important that there must be creativity in the relationship between two people.
Yes.
This creativity comes only out when there is silence in a certain way, when the mind is free from all knowing. Mm-hmm. It is only in this not knowing that there is knowing of love. Mm-hmm. Because you can never love know. Mm-hmm. Knowing is thinking.
Yes.
It's in this absence of knowing that there is this plenitude, that there is this fulfillment, that there is this absolute security, mm-hmm. also on the level of psychic and the somatic level.
Yes.
Jean, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank also to being with you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's program. We look forward to seeing you again. Good night.
Good night.